Good Tuesday. Today is May the 6th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, New World screwworm has been a real challenge for the beef industry right now as we look at cattle coming in from Mexico and challenges between the Mexican Department of Agriculture and USDA. It looks like those are getting worked out. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, ports will remain open for livestock imports from Mexico to the United States following an agreement between the two countries about how to combat New World screwworm. Now, back on Saturday, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins sent a letter to Mexico's Secretary of Agriculture and Rural Development warning that the outbreak of New World screwworm continues to expand in southern Mexico, and quote, "We are now at a critical inflection point in our shared campaign against this pest. I am very concerned about our collaboration." On Wednesday, making the deadline set in the letter, Rollins announced in a statement that Mexico committed to eliminate restrictions on USDA aircrafts and waive customs duties on eradication equipment, aiding in the response to the spread of New World screwworm. Due to this agreement, the ports will remain open to livestock imports. However, if at any time these terms are not upheld, port closures will be revisited, she said. Now, New World screwworm are fly larvae that infest mammals and birds, feeding as they go like a screw being driven into the wood. Symptoms in these animals include irritated behavior, head shaking, a smell of decay, evidence of fly strike, and the presence of fly larvae in wounds, according to the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. New World screwworm can cause serious damage and even kill animals. APHIS says the best prevention for New World screwworm in the U.S. is by avoiding the infestation altogether. Eradicating New World screwworm is only possible through the sterile insect technique. Since the female fly only mates once, these help eliminate the problems. Now, I'm happy to share that Mexico has continued to partner in the emergency efforts to eradicate the New World screwworm, and this pest is a devastating threat to both our economies, so I'm pleased to work together with Mexico in good faith to protect the livelihoods of our ranchers and producers who would have been hurt by this pest, Rollins said. Year to date, Mexico has exported more than 178,240 cattle to the U.S. Those are mostly feeder cattle. This is about 38% of what Mexico sent to the U.S. in the same period the year prior. The U.S. temporarily banned Mexican cattle imports back on November 22nd of 24 and reopened the border to those cattle on February 1st of this year. Now, at the USDA, we're working every day to keep the pest and disease from harming our agriculture industry, and I thank our frontline USDA staff and their counterparts in Mexico for their work to ensure screwworm does not harm our livestock industry, said Rollins. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, interested parties seeking fiscal year 2026 funding for agricultural trade promotion through one or more of USDA's programs have until early June to apply. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
USDA's suite of agricultural trade promotion programs is now open for funding applications for the upcoming 2026 fiscal year.
Applications for the Market Access Program, the Foreign Market Development Cooperator Program, the Technical Assistance for Specialty Crops Program, and the Emerging Markets Program.
Foreign Agricultural Service Acting Associate Administrator Mark Slupek says applications for all four programs are being accepted.
Applications are due June 6th. Interested groups should visit the FAS website at www.fas.usda.gov or contact our staff.
A breakdown of each ag trade promotion program starts with the Market Access Program. MAP.
MAP is available to nonprofit U.S. agricultural trade organizations, state regional trade groups, U.S. agricultural cooperatives, or state agencies. However, under MAP, we also make funding available for small companies to participate. A small company that's interested in participating in the Market Access Program should reach out to us at the Foreign Agricultural Service so we can connect you to the appropriate participant.
As for the other programs,
the Foreign Market Development Cooperator Program is open to nonprofit U.S. agricultural trade organizations that promote the exports of U.S. agricultural commodities. The Emerging Markets Program is available to all United States private or government entities with a demonstrated role or interest in the export of U.S. ag commodities or products. The same applies to TASC if the interest is in exporting U.S. agricultural specialty crops.
What does funding for each program per FY 2026 look like?
The Market Access Program provides $200 million annually through the Farm Bill, with the other three programs totaling about $50 million.
The public-private partnership through these ag trade promotion programs
support a wide range of products, from bulk commodities to specialty crops and value-added goods. They help both maintain existing markets and open new ones, especially in emerging regions.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.